This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
He's back! You know those scary movies that they always say, you know, the scary guy's coming back? Well, Fred Penny is back in the seat. Thank you, Todd, for sitting in my hot seat and Denise covering me. I am excited to be back on the radio with my headset on, sitting here with my favorite people, Todd Kunin. And by the way, I saw Dave Kunin yesterday, your brother. We'll talk about that later.
Uh-oh.
Denise Dirks. Yeah, he goes, I looked at him, I said, it was actually a charity golf tournament, and he said, he goes, yeah, you get to look at me for once, not that other misfit. I said, yeah, the misfit I see all the time on my left here.
You saw him where?
It was a charity golf
tournament. That is very interesting that you would say that, because I had a meeting with him yesterday in the morning hours, and he was in a big hurry to get out because he said he had a very important meeting that he had to go to. He didn't mention anything about golf.
It was charity golf tournament. I don't think he played very well, so that'll help you out.
Well, okay, all right.
And Cal Hunter, thank you for being behind the glass and taking care of us. Boy, I tell you, he is the rock of all the three of us and takes care of us relentlessly. Thank you, Cal. We really appreciate all you do. Let me tell you something important. Here's the most important thing you have to know. We're the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative radio show on Earth. I want to tell you something that I noticed as I walked in. It's very important that those of you guys see it. There's a lot of dust, and it's fine dust, in Todd's hair, I noticed. And I noticed it in between his fingers and his hands, because it's Burning Man.
Hey.
And everyone's coming back from Burning Man. And Denise, did you notice the dust in his hair, a little bit of dust?
I do now.
I thought it was his gray, but it's dust from Burning Man. I think he just got back from Burning Man, and he's not telling us now.
Did you see his car?
Oh, it's man. Always dusty.
Got
it doesn't
little
matter.
Finger art in there, very nicely done.
Well, I see you still have the paint along your arms, you know, the body paint that you're using all week.
So. Metallic, it's
yes.
A nice touch.
You can only see part of it, and that's the only part of it that you will see.
I'm sorry, I've seen your Instagram
account. It's not
account.
The only part that has been seen, though, Todd.
Well, not by anybody in this studio.
The cats have seen it. That's all that's scary enough,
yes,
right there. So here's the deal. Burning Man, we usually talk about every year. We're going to talk about it next week, so come back next week. Burning Man has finished up. We're going to talk about the latest lawsuits or legal issues or ramifications of Burning Man. I'm telling you, we're in the West Coast here. You go along I-80. Those of you that listen to us throughout the country, I'm telling you, we get to see the Burning Man vehicles cruising down. And sure enough, yesterday was a big old beat-up bus that was all dusty, that had was broken down, and a bunch of people pouring water in it. And I said to myself, do I stop? And I said, no.
But there was a banner on the side, Todd Kunin Burning Man Fan Club, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, well, actually, it was actually Todd there.
Oh, Todd was in it.
Yeah, he was in his bathing suit.
A fan club of one. Well, you know, hey, look, if you got to be your own best friend, right?
That's what they say.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
That's what they say.
Don't forget, we're talking about general topics of law. Let's get on with this.
Okay.
Seek local counsel. Do not listen to us and say, hey, Your Honor, Fred Penny said the following on Radio Law Talk. However, you can use that at the dinner table in front of your in-laws or people you don't like that have showed up to eat dinner with you. So call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We've got a lot of interesting things we're talking about, but I want to tell you again, another teaser for next week. We're having a special person join us. Denise is going to be gone. We will miss her, but Mark Altimos is coming on, an attorney out of Pennsylvania. We have
got
a new affiliate, WAEB 790 AM out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Basically, it's a suburb of Philly. I think that's where it is. It's pretty much its own standalone.
And it's in the industrial part in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Remember the Billy Joel song, Allentown, about all the closed down factories?
That's true. But it's a nice town. It's a nice area. And one of the lawyers out of Pennsylvania, these powerhouse law firm, they're going to be on for an hour with us.
Cool.
Here's the most interesting thing I want you guys to hear about. Ready for this? You know how you always hear those names? And these guys are friends of mine, by the way, so I can be a little bit, I'm going to jab them a little bit. Because Marty Cohen, one of the head partners, is a friend of mine. I know him. So it's the dead serious when I say this, ready for the firm's name. And tell me, Cal Hunter, and those of you out there, which one of the partners you want to represent you. Ready?
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Here we go.
Cohen, Feely, Altimos, and Rambo.
Okay, I know I don't want Feely. I can tell you that much. Cohen, but I want the guy with first blood. I want the Rambo guy, the guy that cuts himself and sews it up with dental floss.
Your Honor, I'm here.
And I bet it's going to be even more popular given that the next Rambo movie is coming out in like a month.
Last Blood.
Well, all I got to say is I want his part. I thought his partner Rambo was going to be on the air with us, but no, we get Mark out. He's a nice guy, but
he's busy in the jungle saving the country.
Yeah, can you see him rolling in a Rambo uniform to the court? Mr. Rambo, your argument, please. Well, Your Honor, who can talk like Rambo? Oh, Your Honor, man.
Well, no. If it's Rambo and you're talking, if you're talking like Stallone,
it's a Rocky without the Philly accent. It's kind of down here like this, America, you know, like this.
Yeah, it's like if they throw a party.
Okay.
We're going to talk about other things other than this, I think.
No, keep going.
Sandy Hook lawsuits against Remington is up on appeal. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the El Paso Walmart shooting. Guess what? Lawsuits are starting to roll.
Already.
And then we got the San Francisco Pier killing of Kate Stein. That's a very interesting case because that is so charged up by both sides of the aisle. But you've got to really look at the facts. This is an interesting case. Well, there's only one thing that stuck, and this is state court. And we're going to discuss what stuck on him and what the latest is. One, like, law that they found him basically liable for and what happened on appeal there. And, by the way, the feds have stepped in now. We're going to talk about that.
Yep.
We're going to talk about – this is the one I want to talk about more than anything. And I hope we can get it in our first hour. We might have to be at second hour. The Bud Light Miller Coors corn syrup lawsuits. We got the latest on that. That is the coolest lawsuit, and I love to talk about that. You've got to stay on board and listen for that. Now we got Angels baseball player Tyler Skaggs' death. There's some lawsuits that are going to start flying on that. We're going to discuss that. But all in all, we talk about all these exciting things, but the most important thing we're going to do is case or no case. So, Cal, just roll it real quick.
All right, I'll give you a quick summary if I can get the player to play, which, of course, that, you know, what happens when I do that is the player says, I'm not going to play right now, so you just figure it out.
So just give me case or no case.
Yeah, so I'm going to figure it out. Our setup to case or no case is a pretty simple one this time, I think. And that is, let me just get my little iPhone out here because that's where it's sitting. And by the way, no plug. I take you to the Adirondacks of New York where Charles Colleen wanted a massage, perfectly legitimate massage. So we went to a massage parlor to get one. The regular masseuse was not there, and the new person was a little rough. In fact, it popped. So the new person popped his back like a chiropractor might. The masseuse was a former MMA minor league fighter named Hungry Heart Harper. And she was strong, and she had an attitude. And she said, get over it, dude. Sometimes I massage people, and their back just cracks. He says, you can't crack my back. You're not a chiropractor. So after this rather rough massage in which he got some attitude, he decided to go to the state and say, hey, I think this person is practicing chiropractic, if you will, without the appropriate credentials, and I want to know what you're going to do about it. And so that's the setup.
That's a good setup.
Or no case.
That's a good setup. In fact, that's an interesting one because there's massage therapists, there's chiropractors, MDs, you know, physical therapists. There's all types.
Osteopaths that are both chiropractors and MDs.
Yes.
Right.
Well, actually, they're not necessarily chiropractors, osteopaths. They're medical doctors, but they believe in a more holistic chiropractic, you know, type of...
I'm saying that, so yeah, they do both. Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to come back after this. Don't forget to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back on Case or No Case.
This is Radio Law Talk. You stay right there. We'll continue with Case or No Case and much more in just a moment right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature fry sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations. Plus, receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. Lenny & Company.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Boys are weird.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Yeah, so are girls. Boys are weird. Hey, you know what we talked about? We're going to have some. We have some breaking news. We're going to talk about as soon as immediately after case or no case. That's what's kind of interesting about us here. We're always catching breaking news. We try to on legal issues, and this is going to be about recording a person in different states and whether you can or can't. But some breaking news occurred. But we had this case or no case about a massage parlor. And
yep.
It's in New York.
Yep.
And what was the name of Hot?
Charles Colleen was the person who got the massage. And the person, her name was Hungry Heart Harper.
Her
first name was actually Cynthia, but, you know, her former name when she was trying to get a break into the MMA was Hungry Heart. And so when she'd come in to the ring, they would play Hungry Heart. You know, that was her thing.
Yeah, I get it.
That was her thing. So anyway, Hungry Heart Harper, she got out of the MMA and decided to be a massage therapist.
Massage too hard now.
Yeah, couldn't do it. Yeah. So
okay, I get it.
So I ask you case or no case, and I think, Fred, we'll go ahead and start with you.
Do it.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. I think that's an interesting thing because that is an issue. You got to be careful of drawing the lines of what if you're rolling into medical issues or not. But a massage therapist or people who give massages generally speaking, they're not doing medical things. They're not doctors. They're not chiropractors. But to give a massage is okay, unless you're in Florida and there's cameras going and you're giving more than the massage. And it's a guy by the name of Kraft.
And then it's not really owns
the Patriots.
Massage.
Then, in quotes, you got to be careful about the massage.
Right.
So I think what happened here, that's a case. I'm going to give it a case, and I'm going to say that she's not liable. That is, the MMA fighter is not liable for practicing chiropractic or medical as a medical doctor without a license. It's just a plain old good old massage, and maybe she loses in lawsuit for harming the person. She can be sued for pushing too hard and harming a person, but not being sued for not practicing chiropractic or medical, of being a medical doctor without a license.
Absolutely.
So, case,
I got you.
And yeah. The MMA fighter wins.
So, if she did damage, then she could have some liability. All right,
right.
Mr. Kunin, what say you, my friend?
Okay, I am going to say it's a case. I can't say it's not. This just sounds too much like a case, and if it's not, it should be. And then, because I'm trailing Fred, I got to say that the plaintiff wins.
That's smart.
The patient wins. So I got to come up with a liability. And the best liability that I can think of is there was an extent to which he consented to have the massage therapist working on his back, and that consent did not extend to spinal manipulation and adjustments of the spine. So because it exceeded the purview of his consent, she faces the massage therapist faces not only civil liability for assault and battery, but criminal liability. So I say that the plaintiff wins because of that.
All right.
All right, there we go. And Denise Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
I think that when you are an MMA person, that you're held to a higher standard. It's kind of like a judo, a person that's a black belt in judo or karate or something.
Where their hands are registered weapons.
Use too harsh of power or whatever you would say, force or whatever. So I agree with Todd.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
The sign of the apocalypse.
Wow. I think it's going to be something strange to where she is found guilty and has to pay him some money. That's what I think. I think it's both. I think it can be criminal because she's practicing without a license, and then I think it's also going to be civil.
So you have your foot on each side. You have your foot on each side of the fence? What are you trying to say? So
I'm
the
saying
answer
case,
is case.
Plaintiff wins.
Plaintiff wins. Okay.
Fascinating. I love the way you guys' minds work. It is such an honor to sit here and listen to you.
Oh, that means
listen to all of the arguments.
It's fake. It's fake.
Pick apart
all, right.
all of the arguments. Come up with these beautiful rationales for these well-thought-out opinions. It is really just very cool. So for those of you
uh-oh.
Who say that this is a case. May I see by a show of hands? And I got all three of you.
He did it. He faked us out again.
Almost said no case.
I made the whole thing up.
Oh.
However, I did do some research, and apparently in New York and other states, if you represent yourself as performing a chiropractic adjustment, then you have some liability. But if it happens in the course of you doing your regular massage duties and you don't say, I'm going to adjust your spine or whatever, then it just happens, and it's okay.
It's kind of down the right path. So, rolling down the right path.
I at least researched the principle behind that which I was speaking. So I'm sorry that none of you got points. I'm all broken up about it.
Oh, he tricked us.
That, folks, is case or no case for hour number one. And I have three good ones, so the other two, one in each hour.
All right. Hey, so we got some breaking news. We're going to talk about the Sandy Hook lawsuit against Remington that's up on appeal. And that's really interesting, and that sparked a lot of controversy. But look, we like to follow sports here, too, and sports law and issues in the legal community when it comes to the NFL, NBA, et cetera, et cetera. Antonio Brown, everybody knows who listens to any sports, he's a wide receiver for the Raiders, former wide receiver for the Steelers, has got a little checkered past, as in not as a bad, but as in a little bit, let me say edgy, or gets in trouble, or has little spats.
Diva.
He's a diva.
That's a very good way to put it.
All right, so Cal calls him the diva. All right, diva, that's a good clapping. So what has happened? Give us the overview, Todd. I can give it, but once you give it, since you found the latest that just popped up a few hours
ago. Sure. Antonio Brown signed with the Raiders in the offseason for $50 million. It comes out to about $215,000 a game based upon his contract. And he had a tumultuous time with the Raiders even before training camp began. He had frostbite on his feet because of therapy that he got during the offseason. Then the league banned the helmet that he uses, so he couldn't play because he didn't have the right kind of helmet. And then he got into it with the Raiders. And when we come back, we're going to finish off the timeline and talk about what just came down in the last 30 minutes.
It's really interesting. We'll be right back.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk. Stay right there. The program will continue right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more,
know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow compared trade talks with China to the U.S. end up with Russia during the Cold War. In other words, he's expecting negotiations could continue for a long time. U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to hold their next round of talks in Washington next month. Kudlow discounted the notion that next year's election increases any urgency for President Donald Trump to conclude the trade war.
This is about unfair and illegal trading practices, which we want to see remedied. This is also about human rights issues, increasingly, regarding Hong Kong, regarding other issues that the Chinese have grappled with in ways that have troubled the world. And perhaps most importantly, this is about national security.
Kudlow emphasized that it took the United States decades to get the results it wanted with Russia. He noted that it worked in the Reagan administration. He said he remembers President Reagan waging a similar fight against the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from? Maybe even more important, Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So talking again about Antonio Brown, so continue on with that.
Thank you, Fred. So Antonio Brown had these issues with his feet and with his helmet, and it caused him to miss time during training camp. He had legal battles with the NFL, because the NFL came in and actually banned certain type of helmets that were too old because they were not concussion protection worthy, and he didn't like that. Well, last week, the Raiders GM, Mike Mayock, sent Brown a notice that they were fining him in excess of $56,000 for the time that he missed during training camp. Well, that got Brown really upset, and he and Mayock had a heated in-person altercation. Some reports say that Brown had to be held back and threatened to hit Mayock and stuff. The long and short of it is Brown was suspended for Oakland's first game coming up, I believe it's Monday night. After that happened, the coach, John Gruden, intervened and was able to play peacemaker and made an announcement yesterday that, yes, Brown would indeed play in the upcoming game, after which Antonio Brown posted a video that looked like it had been professionally made, but posted a video on Instagram that, among other things, included the conversation, a recording of his phone call with Coach Gruden. And it didn't appear to be with Gruden's consent. And after that, Yesterday, the Raiders proposed to fine Brown $215,000 for conduct detrimental to the team. They removed the guarantees of his contract, his $50 million contract. And this morning, Antonio Brown said, release me, and the Raiders did.
Ooh,
wow.
What? They released him? They just did that?
The first game.
And that's significant because they've removed the guarantees, and by releasing him before the first game, they owe him nothing on the $50 million contract.
In fact, it has cost him money because he has the fines, right? Yeah. He has all this other these other liabilities, training at his own expense, because he doesn't get paid until the first game check. He just gets a weekly, but he didn't show up for any of the preseason workouts. He got nothing out of it.
And my guess is he won't be liable for the $56,000 fine or the $215,000 conduct detrimental because they released him. He's gone.
Right.
So he probably won't have to pay that. But everything else he talked about, yeah, he's on the hook for
that. You know what's interesting is, believe it or not, everyone thinks, oh, they're in training camp. They get paid. They get paid a very small stipend.
Like $1,000 a week or something.
Yeah, it's like $3,500 for the month or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not much. Right. And where they make their big bucks, like you say, is the first week, bam, they get paid weekly.
Game check.
Last year there was a guy that was a fringe player. He probably wasn't going to make. He's one of these undrafted rookie free agents. A defensive player. His best chance was to make it on the practice squad for some team. Now, they make $8,000 a week minimum, still, he hadn't been paid a dime. He leveled a high hit during training camp, was fined by the league $25,000 for the high hit. He had not received a dime for playing yet.
Wow.
He was in the hole, $25,000.
And so why are we bringing all this up about Antonio Brown? We are segueing this into an issue of recording laws behind recording someone. So he records Gruden without supposedly his permission and posts it. Is that legal or not? The answer is, it depends what state, but definitely in California, no, it's not legal.
That's right. California is what's known as a two-party consent state, which means that if, let's just limit it to a telephone conversations, because that's what this was. If you are going to record a telephone conversation, according to Penal Code Section 632, which, by the way, the violation is either a misdemeanor or a felony, it's a wobbler, and If you make that recording, you have to have your consent, obviously, but the consent of the person you're talking to or the one that you're recording.
Right.
Some states are single-party consent.
Right. Utah.
Yes.
One caveat. If you record that conversation, half of the conversation that you can hear in a public place, then that rule does not apply. Your waiver, your expectation of privacy when you're having a conversation in a public place is no longer in place. And, of course, it's determined. It's case by case. But that is kind of an important fact.
That's why he's a producer acting like a lawyer.
That's right. I'm a former TV news guy. I've lived this stuff.
Yeah. And you talked about a term called expectation of privacy. I just want to really quickly talk about that. So let's say I'm recording Denise, okay? Obviously, I have my consent because I got the recorder. If it's in a situation where Denise reasonably thinks that this conversation is between the two of us and should be kept private between the two of us, that's what Cal's talking about. That's her expectation of privacy in the conversation. However, if we're in the middle, let's say we are standing at a restaurant waiting to be seated and there's people all around us and we're talking and anybody can hear, her expectation that conversation would be private is much lower because it's in a situation where anybody can hear it. So the more a person thinks that a conversation would be kept private, the greater the need for consent on that person's behalf, with a few other exceptions that I bet Denise can talk about.
Right. I had a domestic violence case, and this is no joke. Inside the home, the family members were talking about killing my client, and she recorded this, and she had like 2-3 hours of recordings, and that all of those recordings came in. The judge found that there was an expectation of privacy. However, because she recorded crimes, that was an exception to this two-party consent.
Interesting to know
that.
Another exception is if a person has a restraining order, a no-contact restraining order against, like, let's say Fred's got a no-contact restraining order against me. Fred can surreptitiously record communication if I call him as evidence that I'm violating that restraining order. That can occur.
And that's usually in the court order itself, and that can be a criminal protective order. That could be a civil harassment protective order, or that can be a domestic violence protective order.
855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you want to talk about this. But another point about this, and this is what I'm not clear on, to be honest with you, what if someone calls you from another state in a state that's you have to have both party consent, but they're calling from a state that is a one party consent? I would assume it applies because you're in the state that's the two party consent. But let me finish my point. Yeah. My point is, I knew of an individual that I knew that state was a single party state. And every time that individual, which is very rare, would call me, guess what I would say? First thing, I would say, are you recording me? If you are, you do not have permission to record me. And then what would happen also is, you know, you be careful what you say, but then I would, within about 5 minutes, are you recording me? And he'd say, no. Good. You do not have my permission. I would break it up every once in a while and say that. So, because even though calling out of a state into a state, I'm in the state that's the two-party permission, but you never know. So that's what I did.
So I think if you were going to use the recording in California, then it would your not consent would be upheld. If you're going to use the state, like, say, New York, where it's a one-party state, then you only need the consent of one party.
Well, and we've got two issues there. For example, under the same penal code section in California, 632, subdivision D of that says, any recording made in violation of this subdivision is inadmissible in any judicial administrative court proceeding in California. So Denise is correct.
Right.
The other question that goes to what Fred had kind of reminds me of our astronaut case that we talked about last year, or last week.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, where is the jurisdiction if you want to prosecute this crime? Now, in that case there, where a person maybe stole the identity, but she's up circling the globe, jurisdiction is established where the victim resides. So if the victim was in New York, New York law would be followed because that's where the identity, that's where the victim's identity was stolen. That's where she's at. I would assume, now I don't have this 100%, but I would think that if the victim is located in California, there may be liability from California law because that's where the recording arguably took place. It's where the victim was.
What if the victim were in space? What if the roles were reversed? Now, that's an interesting question, isn't it?
Well, I think we have to talk to the alien judges.
Right? Yes.
But that's interesting. That's why we bring that up with Antonio Brown, because Oakland is obviously in California.
Yep.
And this is where the recording occurred when he talked to Gruden. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Oakland Raiders game. I think that's going to be fun to watch. And by the way, there's so much swirling around Oakland Raiders. And we talked about lawsuits before about the where they're going to play football.
Yep.
Now you got the new stadium, by the way, is beautiful in Las Vegas. And but anyway,
should go there.
We should go. We're going to come back, and we're really going to get in and talk about the Sandy Hook lawsuits against Remington on appeal. That's very interesting. We'll be right back after this, and Cal will lead us out.
All right. We thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station on RadioLawTalk.com. We are live 9 to noon Pacific. You can stream us live then if you'd like, and we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're a whiner.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we've got Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, and West Virginia have joined the NRA in trying to defend the gun maker in the Sandy Hook liability appeal. Let me back up and tell you what happened here. A lawsuit comes before, let's back up to 2005. 2005, federal government passes this law, which is called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. Now, I'm just going to go tell you generally. That means it's basically under the Second Amendment protecting manufacturers so they're not sued all the time when there's a shooting and someone dies. Okay? That's basically what it is. I know everyone's like, oh, there's details. I'm not going to get the details right now. We're talking generally. So, under this, most of the time, if someone tries to sue, you know, Remington, you know, Colt for something, it gets thrown out by the courts the majority of time or almost all the time because they're saying, look, this act of 2005 protects the manufacturer.
Right, and the reason for the protection of the manufacturer is because in the Second Amendment we have the right to bear arms, so they feel like they have to protect the manufacturers who make the arms so we can have our Second Amendment right.
Right, and then otherwise it put them out of business. Let's face it, they'd all be out of business, and that's the argument. So what happens is, and you know, Todd brought this up, but I'll bring it up to you, Denise. So there's these, they filed what's called amicus briefs, that is these 10 states. And an amicus brief, Denise, tell them what an amicus brief is.
Well, amicus means friend of the court, actually. So what you're doing is you're filing a brief to state a position in support of one or the other of the parties that are before the court.
Right. In other words, hey, I'm a friend. I have some issues here with this, too. I'm going to come in and file also. And they have the right to defend. And they'll make their argument.
It comes up a lot when somebody is following a particular case, and when they read things that have been filed, a lot of times they realize nobody talked about this issue. An example would be a Supreme Court ruling on drunk driving laws that came out about 5 years ago. They focused on alcohol-based DUIs. Nobody filed any brief about what do you do in a drug-based DUI. That would have been a good one for somebody to look at and file. That's why we get these.
Good, that's exactly right. So what happens in Connecticut is the lawsuits are filed. This is way back in 2012. The lower court throws it out. Said, look, you know, you got the 2005 Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. You got the Second Amendment. You're not going to be able to sue Remington. And then it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court of Connecticut, who overturns it and says, now remember this, everybody, this is what we have to make sure you understand is, this is, they did not win the case. Everyone says, oh, they won the case at the Supreme Court of Connecticut. All Connecticut says is, yes, you can go to trial on this. They didn't throw the case out. It doesn't mean they win. They just said, yeah, jury can hear this.
And it was a really close call, too. The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled 4-3
right,
that the case had to be reinstated.
And go to a jury to
That's
hear.
Right.
And so that is being appealed right now, whether or not they are allowed to, that it should have been thrown out in the first place. And so what I want to note down is what they did and how their argument occurred, and what happened was they argued a very narrow exception in the law, which basically says, if they're intentionally, that is the Remington or Colt or whoever, are targeting in advertising some way that is improper, that's a little tiny loophole they can come in and get them. So their argument was, and what the court held in Connecticut was, that, and this is their allegations, it targeted younger at-risk males in their marketing of this AR-15 and the product placement in violent video games. And through that little loophole, they were able to argue and say, therefore it falls out of the Protection of Lawful Commerce Arms Act, and they can be sued under
state law.
Under state law.
Yeah.
Cal.
I am so lack of intelligence on this, so please don't make fun of my question, okay? I admit that I'm a dope, so please don't make fun of my question. So, Kylie Rae Harris, country singer, driving along a road to New Mexico, drinking alcohol, gets in a crash, kills a 16-year-old. Do you think that alcohol is marketed to young people as being sexy? Oh, I don't know. Look at the ads. You can make up your own mind.
Right.
Yeah, but she wasn't driving. Do you realize that?
But I think his point is that alcohol is also, you know,
inherently dangerous.
The alcohol, the car she was in, are they not marketed to young people? Have this car to look sexy and cool?
Yeah,
so I'm just trying to think out loud here. Would not someone in Connecticut say, Your Honor, the vaping thing that's now starting to kill people with the contaminated oil, allegedly. They could say, Your Honor, this is just how marketing works, Your Honor.
Well, this is how it's been for cigarettes for a really long time.
Yeah, so how does that work?
So here's the point. So the argument would be those who are arguing that the manufacturer should be liable would probably turn to you, Cal, and say, you're right, Cal, they should be sued too.
Then go for it.
That's what I'm trying to say.
What about the iPhone texting? Let's get her done. But nobody has.
I don't know that the iPhone can shoot anyone. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. I think the question here is, what does it mean to be marketed towards somebody? For example, the marketing towards individuals when it comes to tobacco, drinking. I mean, these were commercials where people people were having a commercial was out with the idea that, and at the end of the commercial, the call to action, there, in ads we have what's called a call to action. The call to action is, and buy this brand of cigarette or buy this brand of alcohol and whatnot. The question, I think, is placing a product in a video game a call to action to purchase that? And if you say that it is, then we have a very slippery slope, because that should open up liability to everybody who has a machine gun in a movie, everybody that has a weapon in anything that anybody can see.
A bomb.
And that gets to be very difficult, because it's hard to draw the line.
And I distinguish it, because when you're in a video game, you're playing the game. It's interactive. When you're watching a movie, you're watching the movie. You don't interact. Act in the movie. And I see there's a difference there. And so if you have the video game that has this assault rifle being used, I know it's not an assault rifle, but mm-hmm. it's basically that type of a thing, and you're killing things in this video, that's direct marketing on people who want to shoot other people.
So should the video game manufacturer be liable too?
That's the question, don't you think?
I think that if the slippery slope would certainly lead to that. The only way I would disagree with what you say about being in the game where you're playing it versus not being in the movie, but people cry in movies all the time. People get emotionally involved in movies. If a movie doesn't draw you in as the viewer, like you're in it, then it's not a very good movie. The best movies are the ones that do. If I'm watching, my ex-wife will tell you this, we could never watch a scary movie in my house, because even though it's happening on that box in front of me, I'm still the wingnut over there with a pillow over my head, you know, looking at my phone trying to distract my attention, because I get scared based on what I see.
Well, anyway, this best.
You're not going to shoot somebody because
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody came up behind me and said, boo. Yeah.
Well, here's the issue here. So the issue is this is coming up. The United States Supreme Court has taken it up.
Yeah.
They are now filing briefs. It's going before the Supreme Court. This is a very interesting case, especially given the latest and newest Supreme Court justices that are supposedly more conservative. Let's see what happens. But this is going to be an important one.
And again, they're not deciding whether or right. not the guns are legal. They're not deciding whether or not
right.
Remington is
guilty.
Yeah.
All they're deciding is whether or not this is something they can be sued, whether
right.
or not this can go to a trial.
Right.
And
this is a fight between state and federal laws. So
yes.
This is going to be a fun one to watch. And, you know, we've got 10 states that are, hey, states' rights, we want to protect the guns. And we've got other states that have filed amicus briefs saying it should go on.
Yes.
So it's a definite.
Yeah, but again, do not
conflict.
Think that, oh, they won, even if the United States Supreme Court agrees with the Connecticut Supreme Court. All that says is, yes, you can take it to court.
Yeah.
That's all they're saying. Anyway, we're going to come back second hour and talk about a lot of other things that we didn't get to. We tell you, we have so many fun things to talk about. We have so much fun here. We just get into it. We just can't. Oh, it's driving me crazy. We can't get to it. El Paso Walmart shooting we're going to talk about. San Francisco Pier killing case of Kate Stein. And the Bud Light and Miller Coors corn syrup lawsuits. See you next hour.
There's more Radio Law Talk always on RadioLawTalk.com, streaming live and via podcast.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.